The Toronto Raptors have kicked off their preseason. They're in the midst of training camp. They did so with a 122-104 win over the Portland Trailblazers in Vancouver on Saturday night. And the head coach, Nick Nurse, is with us. Hiya, Coach. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing good.
Well, doing good. What do you take
thanks
out
having
of a,
me on.
Thanks for coming on. You're always welcome. What do you take out of a game like that? Your new guys didn't shoot particularly well. Limited minutes. You want to get a lot of guys on the floor. Give me your general sense. Were you generally pleased with what you saw?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased. I think getting it over with is one of those things. You know, with some new guys and new coaches and things like that, just kind of get out there and kind of, I know it's just a preseason game, but it was, you know, the closest thing to real that we've had. So it was good. I really enjoyed the pace we played at. We got the ball and raced it up the floor pretty good and shared the ball and didn't shoot it particularly well, like you said, but
yeah,
the shots were there, and that's really the main thing, you know.
Give me an idea of how different this, your approach is from, you know, Coach Casey's approach. You know, when you were in studio, was early days for you, and we didn't talk much about that. I didn't see enough in the first game against Portland to really make an assessment of it. But is it dramatically different? Is your approach dramatically different?
Well, I think certainly both are different guys with different personalities, and you know, some of that stuff, Bob, probably doesn't show up on the court as much, but maybe, you know, away from the court, you know, in the practice sessions and the tempo with which we move and the tempo with which we're going to play and you know, all those kind of things. You know, I'm the roster's really good, and I'm not really afraid to play just about anybody on it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think some guys will get some chances maybe they weren't expecting. You know, I'm going to mix and match combinations a lot more and, you know, focusing on, you know, the old take it one at a time, but also with an eye towards building towards the springtime, you know.
Nick, how does it, moving from assistant to head coach with, you know, obviously some new guys here, so it's not relevant in terms of them, but with the guys who were here before, changing that role, changing from the assistant's role to a head coaching role, can be tricky sometimes to do it within an organization, depending, you know, no matter what sport. I've seen that in baseball and seen it in hockey. Because you have a certain kind of relationship with an assistant, sometimes with players, and you have to change it. Is that something you're aware of? Is that a process in terms of becoming, you know, the boss rather than the guy between the boss and the players?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't see it as that big a deal. Right now, I haven't felt it as a big conscious shift, you know, seismic shift over, to be honest, on that front. There is a number of things, though. I think they all are, the guys that know me are wondering, hey, you know, I haven't had you as a head coach. I'm, you know, they're sitting back to see what the changes are and what the differences are and, you know, all those kind of things. So there is a learning process for us both, you know, getting to know each other and you know, just kind of the rhythm that we're going to move at on a day-to-day basis. And so far, though, it's been good. They've been pretty open-minded. I've been pretty open-minded. And the feel, to me right now, feels really good.
Last couple of years, the starting lineup has, not exclusively, but more or less been kind of etched in stone. We had a pretty good idea of who was going to be on the court at the beginning of the game. And as things evolved at the end of the game, I'm not sure I know the answer to that question right now. We've talked a lot about it. Do you know? Do you? Are you made your determinations yet?
That makes two of us.
Okay.
You know, we got a good problem, I think, Bob. You know, and it's one that, you know, there's at least six guys who are expecting to start, if not seven or eight, and
yeah.
I think we're good enough to start any of those seven or eight guys, you know, and I'm getting to the point where I'm going to throw another starting lineup out there tomorrow. And I started a group in the first half the other night and another group in the second. I'll do the same again tomorrow. And I just kind of want to create maybe a little more freedom that we could make changes along the way, just on, you know, feel, rest time, matchups, giving guys opportunities that deserve it, you know, all those kind of things. And I just think I want to kind of be able to, at this point anyway, have the freedom to shift it around a little bit.
Do you think that'll last through the season, though, Coach? I mean, are you one of those guys who thinks that the starting lineup does not have to be etched in stone when game one of the regular season rolls around?
Definitely. I don't think it has to be etched in stone.
Right.
And I don't think it has to be etched in stone on game 25 or game 45 either.
Yeah. Given that, we should read nothing into the fact that Jonas didn't start the game, correct?
Well, you can if you want to, but he's going to start tomorrow night. So,
all right.
You know, he didn't start the other night, and I said we're just going to try Serge at the five here the first time, and Tuesday we'll go with Jonas, and Friday we'll probably try somebody else. So we're just going to keep this thing moving along.
A lot of people in this town, Nick, have spent a lot of time since the trade trying to, you know, interpret, you know, Kawhi Leonard's personality. He's a man of few words, obviously. You know, they waited for a long time to hear him. You know, people want to know whether he wants to stay or wants to go and all of that stuff. But, you know, just from seeing him up close as you have and working with him now, what have you learned about him that you didn't know before being his coach?
Well, probably a lot of, you know, you don't really know these guys at all when you're not coaching them, right? You just see what they do as a basketball player and kind of make some assumptions of what they'd be like. I mean, for me, he's really a serious guy, you know, not only about his own game. He's been going each day to the practice facility, you know, at least 90 minutes before practice time, if not 2 hours, to go get his individual work in. But probably the biggest thing is he's a quiet leader. You know, he knows what team chemistry is about. He knows that he's, you know, one of the best players on the team and that he can help younger players, or he can pull in guys into situations that need pulling in into and give them a quiet word here and there. And listen, he's been really amazing from that standpoint, from his work ethic and his coachability and his leadership ability. It's been great.
So he's clearly more communicative with his teammates and with his coaching staff than he is with us, is what you're saying, I guess.
I find him easy to talk to, right?
Yeah.
You know, if I ever bump into him walking down the sidewalk, or I bumped into him at a ice cream shop in Vancouver the other night, and we sat down and talked for 20 minutes, and he's a nice guy, he's a funny guy, and he's a really good person. I mean, you know, it's easy to like him. You know, it's easy to like him, and he's just you know, he lets his actions kind of speak for themselves, you know, concerning his work. You know, he goes and puts in his work and wants to win, and I think that's all we really, really care about, you know?
How much stock do you put in things? I've always been kind of worried about talking about intangibles with teams, because I think, you know, best talent generally wins. But, you know, if you've got 12 guys who leave in 12 separate cabs, can you still win? You know, or does there need to be some kind of a bond off the court?
Well, I think the bond thing makes it a lot more fun, right? I think it's easier to coach and easier to manage. And I think 12 and 12 separate cabs might be a bit much. But, you know, I think there's been a lot of teams throughout history that have had the one or two guys that all they do is join their teammates when the ball goes up, you know, and play pretty darn well. And those teams play pretty darn well as well. But, you know, I think we're striving to kind of put our arms around everybody and widen those arms around a little bit and be a kind of together team that pulls for each other and not leave anybody out of that.
With Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. The other guy that came in the San Antonio deal, of course, is Danny Green, who endeared himself to the Toronto fan base by telling everybody how great Toronto is, how much he's looking forward to it.
That's
what a great team.
It's always
team.
A good idea, by the way.
It's always a good idea. You ain't going to hurt yourself by sucking up. But he's a guy that, unless you are a real basketball fan, sort of has been under the radar a little bit. We know very little about many fans know very little about him as compared to a Kawhi Leonard. But he has a chance to be a significant player, have a significant role on this team. tell us what you've seen from Danny, and is he as likable when you're around him every day as he seems to be?
Yes, he is. He's got a great sense of humor, as you guys have found out already.
And yep.
He's a funny dude, man. He's great. He is similar. You know, he won a championship in college at North Carolina, and he's won one in the league. And so he's got that pedigree behind him. There's nothing like a champion, you know, to having a champion on your team, right? And he's got a great work ethic as well. He's a smart player. He really can shoot the ball. I think he set a record in the NBA Finals for most makes in a game. So he can knock them down when the lights are the brightest and the pressure's the greatest, which is, you know, going to be awesome. We'll create some shots for him, I'm sure, to do that. He's been great, man. He's a leader and a good dude and a hard worker.
And he's also a good defensive player, which is, you know, part of Kawhi's game too. Defensively, do you change systems dramatically when you suddenly acquire two guys who have a reputation for being real good defensive players? It's easy on offense to see what you're going to do, but on defense, do you do that too?
Yeah, I think we become more aggressive, Bob, right? I'd like us to, with our depth and with our increased kind of versatility at the defensive end, I think we can go after the ball a little bit more, try to create more turnovers, be a little more pressurized up the floor, and just constantly be attacking a little bit more. And then there'll be some other, you know, schemes as well that we'll add that'll be different than we've done in the past. And I just think, again, our depth and our length and our athleticism will allow us to do that. So we'll try out a bunch of stuff here in the preseason and early in the season and see what suits us. You know, we'll probably throw away the things that don't look too good and keep a few that do and polish those up.
Are you more inclined, Coach, to allow? I mean, you don't really allow switching on defense. It sort of just happens. But you have guys that can cover multiple positions. And I'm just wondering how you philosophically read that.
Well, we will do a lot of switching this year, Bob. I think especially, again, we've got a lot of similar-sized players out there, so it only makes sense to just kind of let similar-sized guys guard those guys. I didn't let them do it here. I haven't let them do it yet. We didn't practice any of it. We were trying to build our what we call our primary defender defense, where, you know, we have certain matchups we like, and we're going to stay on those, you know, kind of come hell or high water.
Gotcha.
You know, unless it's a 9-1-1 situation, you know, something really bad happens, well, then you have to switch. But we'll get into that here a little bit and start working on it and drilling it and put a little bit more of our philosophy behind our switching here very, very soon.
I know you got to scoot soon, but I got to ask you about the level of, like, give me a sense of what the confidence level of this team is. Of course, you know, this has been a very good team, but it has now changed. And the confidence level and the interest level of the fan base is tangibly different given the arrival of guys like Green and Leonard. Are you sensing a level of confidence within this group, especially the nucleus of guys that are back?
100%.
You really do.
There's a different level. And I preach to them about calm and confident, man. That's what we want to be. We want to exude confidence, and we want to know we're good, but go out and make sure we do the work to back that up. But you know, let's stay calm here, and let's this thing's a bit of a process. It's a long season. Let's put our work in and keep getting better, you know, as time goes by.
Nick, if we're going to call you back, and you need some runway. You know, obviously you've got the preseason. You're talking about early season, but when is there a mark kind of in your head where is it 20 games or 40 games, or, you know, when does the team start to look like the team that it's going to become?
I haven't really thought about, you know, that a mark to kind of shoot for, right? again, I just want us to, you know, we want to be ready to go opening night with some feel. You know, I think especially with Kawhi's situation of not playing for a while, that, you know, I'm trying to be cognizant of the fact of putting him in more 5-on-5 in practice now than normally I would probably. A lot, you know, much of the drill work and the 2-on-2 and the 3-on-3 is going by the wayside, to just, you know, give him a chance to get his rhythm and feel 5-on-5 back. And I would imagine he will play, you know, some more extended minutes here and probably further into the preseason than, say, maybe Kyle will. You know, Kyle's going to get his legs back and do some things, but probably taper off a little bit. But Kawhi will be the other direction. He'll want to be out there and things like that. So, but it's, you know, to answer your question, no, there's not. I think we want to be ready to go. I think getting off to a good start's important to us, and just, you know, read the situation of how it's playing out and keep building from there.
We're going to let you go, but I just wanted to let you know that Friday we had a roundtable discussion, and Richard Deitch was my other co-host was in here, and he boldly predicted you will start 21-4. Will you? We went through every game in the first 25. You're okay with that, right?
Yeah, I'll tell him we'll sign up for that right now.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get to tomorrow night's game, but that's good for you guys to talk about.
Listen, best of luck the rest of the preseason. Hopefully we'll have a chance to chat again when the season starts, or maybe a bit before. Thanks for your time, as always. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Okay, guys. All right, thanks. Thanks a lot. See you later.